My husband used to work with a young man back in the day, and his name was Eric, and he hated his name. And he says, I would give anything if my parents would have named me Rod. So there you have it.
How about that? Well, I know a few guys with the same first name, but it is not common. Now, my wife's name is Birgitta. That's Swedish. And that's a common name in Sweden, but over here, it's, everybody always asks her how to pronounce it, you know, and they, and how to spell it. You know. Anyhow, we got married in 1969, so we've been 55 years. But my sister brought her home from school. It was my sister's girlfriend, and we ended up hooking up.
Well, that is a lovely story. You've been married so very, very long. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I remember when 1973, it was just married a few years, and we went to her home country, to Sweden, flew over to Stockholm and went to the town she was born in up above the Arctic Circle in Östersund, and we spent 3 weeks over there. And it's the first time ever for me to be in a jet. That was quite a few years ago now, but I mean, I've been in jets lots of times after that. But that was quite an experience to visit Sweden. And it was really cool. In 1973, we were over there, and I was wandering, we were running around town in Stockholm. We walked up by a park, and the park had high fence around it, and it had canvas in the fence, so you couldn't see in. But I could hear the music in there, and it was Frank Zappa and company playing, they were practicing and getting ready for a concert. And I never forgot that.
Penetrating the base.
Yeah, that's not something you would expect to find in Sweden, is it?